Foundation One, welcome.
Welcome.
Now, you've got a mission of peace and unity as your barbershop name and your own name, Carrie, proudly, to the point and from your heart. Why do you do what you do, and why do you do it there?
We've been placed on earth to help people and have compassion for people. Doing it at the barbershop in the heart of the city is where it's at, because a lot of people don't want to do what I do, or a lot of people are afraid to do what I do.
You seem to be fearless, and you seem certainly not to be afraid of hard work. So is that basically what it takes?
Yes.
And when did it all begin?
30 years ago, me and my wife at the time, we had our nephew staying with us, and I started cutting their hair in the garage. And it just, clientele started building, and then Kim Woodson, my sister, told me to go to barber school. I had never heard of barber school. That was the beginning.
Apparently you like the craft because you're still doing it.
Yes, I do. I love the craft.
And the helping people?
Yes.
All goes together in your heart.
Yes.
Now, that Southside neighborhood is a grand old one, and you're in one of those ever-vital hubs there on Pontiac Street. Who all can you interact with directly from that platform?
I interact with everyone, from the mayor office to the chief of police to the Urban League president to teachers to reporters to criminals to the mentally ill to the homeless to the afflicted, drug addicts. It's so many people that need help.
How do they find you, or how do you find them and bring them all together there?
I think everything is a spiritual connection, you know. Sometimes you don't know, it just happens, a spiritual connection.
I get that, but making those connections, making those networks, are people feeling free to come and see you?
Oh, yes. I've had a lot of people come and tell me they was getting ready to commit a crime, and I would share with them, and they wouldn't commit a crime. So
oh,
I was like,
powerful.
Always come and talk to me before you do it, because if you talk to me after, I can't help you.
That's a great point. If it's meaningful talk, it's thinking, critical thinking,
critical
as you like
thinking.
To call it, and then talking about it. What kind of a power does that have? Just the word and the timing of the word.
The type of power that'll save a life. I've had gang members come to me wanting to kill another gang member. So I would talk to that gang member, and then I would go talk to the other gang member, and we'll squash it.
A direct mediation,
yes.
To be sure. Intervention,
yes.
Sometimes is what you
yes.
got to
do. Yes, I
mean,
do. That is it. Yes.
And you never seem to back away or not have an answer. You will find an answer.
I believe that I was placed in a position with the proper tools and just use them when that time comes, you know, because it's needed right now. It's needed real bad right now.
Indeed. And what values do you feel that you have added to the vibe of that neighborhood and can add?
Peace, you know, peace is one of the values that I add, because sometimes the mind is being mentally challenged or disturbed. And if you can bring peace to the mind, then that will cut down a lot of criminal activities.
That's a great and very basic wish that you have for people. But just how easy is it to bring peace into somebody's life who is very troubled?
It's very easy. A lot of times you find out people don't want to be troubled. They just don't have an answer to their trouble. It's like a math problem. You got to do the problem, then there's an answer to it. And most times, if you can give a person an answer to their disturbances, they'll be okay. And then they'll begin to believe in you, and they'll keep on coming back to you, and then they'll send other people. You know, I've been blessed to cut 3-4 generations of men hair, you know what I'm saying? And to be able to be connected to the family, that's an honor, you know?
And you take it through the generations,
yes.
Too. That's really something. Now, is it safe to say that besides giving them a darn good cut, you're giving them a lot more of wisdom and peace in their lives?
Oh, yes. I don't just want a person to sit in my chair and look good on the outside. I want you to feel good on the inside. I want to bring you a total package. I want to bring you stability. And that's why a lot of people come, too.
I bet they do. And I really have to ask at this point, is this something you learned at barber school, or is this something you picked up your own self?
By reading and studying and looking at my elders in my communities, I knew that was my turn. The torch was going to be passed to me. And I just smoothly went into the transition.
Good for you, and that you knew it and that you trained for it, so to speak, and you were
yes.
ready for it. And regarding your community, you give voice to those who don't or might not otherwise ever have a voice. How do you find each other?
Most times our problems connect each other with each other. You know, if you got a problem, people call me all the time. So Then I call people to try to solve the answer, you know, just about networking.
Okay, and the connections.
Yeah, again, you are geographically and
demographically in a great place to get that done.
I'm in a great place because there's a lot of people that are still afraid to be on Pontiac Street. Mm. So therefore, I don't have to worry about nobody interfering with me doing the work. So I could just do the work without all that, you know, that hesitation and the irritation. I just do the work, you know.
It makes sense what you say, but it's also great to hear that you have the kind of attitude that you testify to people that they have to surmount their problems and go for that peace and hope. And is it coming from your heart? Do you think that's the bottom line of what makes it so effective?
Everything I do comes from my heart. I don't do nothing if it's not from my heart, because I know where that's going to lead me. So, like I just told Judge Winnie Davis this morning, I prefer to be the one helping than the one needing help. And then I just told John Serbeck this morning, Judge Serbeck, thank you for all this 20 years you've been allowing me to come in your courtroom to help people.
That is wonderful. And you just mentioned some of the real big heroes and sheroes that we have in our court system. And you bridge that gap between the community that needs the gap bridged, I think, and the court system.
Yes.
That's great. Just great. So bottom line, Foundation, no matter who did what to get in the tight spot they're in, how can you give them and their families hope?
A lot of times by just talking to them, going to court with them. A lot of mothers be having problems with little boys and the father's not there. So I have them just drop the little brother off at the barbershop for a few hours and let him be around some structure and some discipline.
That's fantastic.
You know, give him a break, because it's real tough right now being a parent, especially with the economic situation and the jobless and the homeless. You know, if you can just be a support group to somebody, you can help somebody.
And sometimes it's hard to be a little kid, too, growing up and all of that. You seem to never lose sight of that.
You can't lose sight of that, because we're losing too many. You know, I've been blessed to cut over 50 people hair that's been killed out here in my community. I had to go to the funeral home and cut their hair. And they're young. They don't get older. They don't get no gray hair. We just do what we can do to help. Not just me, but the whole staff at the barbershop.
And how big is the staff at your barbershop?
It's five.
All right, that's a full shop, and I bet it gets pretty interesting. The conversation and the energy levels can get interesting in there.
Sometimes they can get off track, too.
But I bet you bring it back. Yes, you do. Okay, now you're a righteous mentor and role model to many, many people. Who are your role models?
My mother, my daughter, K2 Olatawan, Mike Patterson, Malcolm X, Harriet Tubman, Roger Miller. People who've overcame issues. It seems like I'm attracted to people who are resilient and overcomers.
Well, you are adept at being one your own self.
Yes.
That's great. Again, you have the role models to carry you through, and then you turn it right around, pay it back, pay it forward, whichever way you pay it, you're on it and doing it. You're an action-based person.
Yes, I'm not one for sitting in meetings. When I go to meetings, just tell me what I need to do. I'm going back out there. I know the problems, you know.
So, yeah, you're taking it to the next step. Now, I get what your dedication and commitment and just plain hard work will all do for the community that you serve, is doing for the community that you serve. Foundation, what does it bring you?
Bring me a sense of purpose, a sense of belonging. And, you know, I can look at people in their eye. It brings me satisfaction to know that I'm doing my very best on this earth. We only have a limited amount of space on this earth, and I'll use my space wisely. I don't want to waste on doing nothing that I'm not supposed to do.
Makes sense, and you also make it count.
Yes, because tomorrow, like today, ain't promised. I can walk out of here right now and die, or somebody hit me in the car, or a stroke, or a heart attack. We never know. So I just live my life like today, my last day, and I treat people the way I want to be treated and the way I want my kids to be treated. I'm emplacing you with the same charisma and compassion that it takes to get the job done.
Powerful connections all the time. If you could add one more way to spread your word, what would it be?
And start going into these schools and reaching these young brothers at a very, very young age. You know, like I just finished a 10-week anger workshop last month at Wood Youth Center. I was out there mentoring young brother
good
every
for
Monday.
You. Mm-hmm.
Just don't give up on them. Don't look down on them, but just help them.
And do you feel yourself making it work with these kids when you get in a situation like that?
Oh, yes. It gives me a sense of purpose. Like the little young brother I was with at Will Youth Center, he was 16. It just reminded me how I look and act and behave when I was 16 in Will Youth Center. I'm like, wow, I looked that crazy. I was doing dumb stuff like that because I didn't have the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding. I'm 54 now. So they say as a child, you grow, but as a man, you put away your childish behaviors and your characteristics. It's all about just helping. I don't want to never have to hurt nobody. I just want to help people. It makes me feel better.
Amen to that. And it sounds like you're going to carry it on.
Till I die.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
God, let me do this work till I die.
And thank you for it, to be sure. Now, this is a fresh new year we're greeting, Foundation. So before I let you get back to business, what wish or thought would you like to share with our community for this new year?
I wish more people would remove their fear and jump in and let's help save our community. Let's not stop. Let's not look at them, say anything negative. Just help them. Because when they showing you these negative behavior, they're showing you that they need help.
Community Advocate and Activist Foundation One is manager of the Unity Barbershop at 921 East Pontiac Street. Thank you so much for sharing your powerful story with us today. Foundation, peace and blessings to you and yours.
Peace and blessings to you and yours also.
You know, a little while ago, I sat down and tried to write a song about the state of the world, you know.
That was WBOI's Julia Meek speaking with Foundation One on his work with the community he carries out from the Unity Barbershop in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The music you're hearing is God Don't Like Ugly by Michael Patterson, inspired by Foundation's work and message. You can hear more of Julia Meek's arts and culture coverage on 89.1 WBOI.
Being upset, it looks like people are getting away with craziness, telling the biggest lies in the world. Abusing people and getting away with it, and it's disheartening, but I wanted to write this song about it, you know, based on something that my mama told me. My mama has a saying that she picked up from her mother: God don't like ugly. I know some of you heard that, but the point of that is that at some point, folks no longer get away from craziness. In other words, all things will be revealed. I mean, I know that to be a fact because I got my share of craziness that I've been involved in, things that I've done that I shouldn't have been doing. And at the end of the day, God don't like ugly, and that stuff coming to the surface, then I'm in a jam. So I know that that's one of the laws. You know? And so I'm not disheartened. I see all this stuff going on. Truth be told, every day I see signs of truth being revealed, the powerful being exposed, those that we wrongly worship, because you ain't supposed to worship none but the one, as they say. Falling and being revealed is not having anyone's best interest at heart except their own. And it's going to continue, because God don't like ugly. It will be revealed. Trust me on this. No sense in you getting all bent out of shape, getting yourself all wired up and getting angry. Well, I don't understand how people keep following them and all that. Don't worry about that stuff, because at some point, these folks will wake up. Well, some of them will anyway. Because they're the people who are going to get hurt the most, the people who have followed these false messiahs, and this person will save me, and they're going to do this for me, because at the end of the day, they're going to be left with nothing, and the person they're following has taken the lion's share of everything. But the world will see, because God don't like ugly. Trust me on this. It will be revealed. I mean, go on and check out your news today. And don't be surprised if you find somebody who's riding high, as they say, in April, shot down in May. Even though this does happen to be September 2018, I'm going to throw that in there. can slide for a little while. They can slip by for a little while. They can use and abuse for a little while. But when the arrogance tells them to keep on doing it, it will be revealed. I know, because it's happened to me when I've been out there tripping. Because God don't like ugly. Y'all just keep watching. God don't like ugly. Trust me.